Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're monitoring a powerful storm system heading towards Alabama. Today, mostly cloudy. Can't rule out an isolated shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. Very warm with a high near 80. Tonight, showers and storms become likely. It's mostly after midnight. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. In the overnight hours and into Tuesday morning, overnight lows 68. Tomorrow, the risk of showers and storms mainly in the morning hours, then clearing later, high 79, low Tuesday night 56. And then on Wednesday, good bit of sunshine, maybe an isolated shower or storm Wednesday or Wednesday night. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Go to the App Store, get it on your phone or tablet before the storm system gets here. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Troy police are looking for a suspect after a fight led to a man's death over the weekend. Police have arrested 21-year-old Jeremiah Howell, and they're looking for 23-year-old Therian Nye. Anyone with information is asked to call Troy police. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a shooting in the 1000 block of West South Boulevard early Sunday morning. Police say a man was taken to the hospital where he later died. So far, no arrests have been made. And the candidates for governor will be making their final push for votes today. Governor Kate Ivey and Democratic challenger Walt Maddox will both be in the capital city today. Ivey will speak at Montgomery Aviation at 8:45 this morning, followed by Maddox at 11 o'clock this morning. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit NewsTalk931.com.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
George Soros, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, and now Planned Parenthood. Outside forces spending millions in Alabama. Why? To defeat Tom Parker and put social justice activist Bob Vance in charge of our state Supreme Court. The left hates Justice Tom Parker and they love Bob Vance. Parker has served with distinction for 13 years, took on and defeated the Southern Poverty Law Center, and always stands up for the Constitution and the rule of law. Soros and his allies hope you stay home on Tuesday so they can elect Bob Vance and take over our state Supreme Court with a committed leftist. Stop them. Send the Soros gang a message. Vote and elect Justice Tom Parker, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Justice Tom Parker. Fair, balanced, unafraid. Standing up for what we believe. Fighting for us.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system, and it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
One day before the biggest election of your lives. I'll tell you this is not the biggest election we've ever had. This is not the biggest election we've ever had.
It's
not.
I know.
The biggest election we ever
had. But they're making it because they want it to be a referendum on Donald Trump.
Yes, but the biggest election we ever had was 2016, Donald J. Trump, the right man at the right time. But this is a big election. It's a big election. Unfortunately, for those of you in Alabama, there are very few competitive races on the ballot. I will go through the ballot today, and we'll sort of give you our prognostication and selections as we make our way through there. Three times today, I want to go over the amendments. Three times today, I want to go over the amendments, because that is, without a doubt, the biggest question I've gotten over the weekend. How do we vote on these amendments? What's going on in the amendments? Listen, I'll tell you all about the amendments. And I'll tell you why I'm voting the way I'm voting on the amendments. And Jack and I have not talked about this.
No, we have not.
So I don't know whether Jack and I are on the same page on these amendments or not. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We'll get to all of these at some point or another. Got a lot of other news today. It's not all election all day. There's some non-election related news that we just absolutely must get to.
Can you bump up my volume? Remember, I'm not on the side.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
How you
better?
Doing? Yes.
Oh, man. Well, we had a little technical difficulty in the station.
Yes, we do. My traditional
outlet. Go ahead.
Only allows me to hear out of my left ear.
Well.
Which is my good ear. But, so I had to use another outlet to plug my headphones in. I'm very frustrated about it. And then my thing got tangled.
Your cord.
Headphone cord got tangled. And I was... Stuff like that makes me crazy. I'm over it.
Anyway, we're going to go over the ballot. We got some non-election related news. We got we're pros, Jack. We don't let technical difficulty set us back. We produce high-quality programming on a daily basis.
We do, but we're also self-serve when it comes to fixing stuff.
That's true. That's part of it. All right, let's do this. I want to start at 9 o'clock. Just go through the ballot, blow through it, and then 11 o'clock, we'll do it. The ballot again during the 11 o'clock hour. We'll do it quickly though. There's not a lot of discussion that needs to be had on a lot of these races. I mean, it's take a segment and a half. The amendments we'll cover, I guess, during the next segment. How about that?
That's fine.
All right. We'll start low and go big, or start big and go low.
Let's start low and go big.
Start low and go big. All right. The first competitive race on the entire ballot from the bottom up. These are statewide. These are not particularly, particular to districts. We'll cover those later. Public Service Commission, place number 2, Chip Baker, Kerry Powell. Chip Baker's the Republican. Kerry Powell's the Democrat. I see no reason to vote against Chip Baker.
I do.
Okay. You going to vote for Kerry Powell?
He tried to pull off a...
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
That's true.
He tried to pull a fast one.
He tried to pull a fast
one,
but he got caught.
He got caught by Twinkle.
Twinkle caught him.
He was trying to have a contract with a solar energy company because he owns a lot of land in West Alabama. And, he got busted on it.
Yeah.
Which is clearly making money off your office, which...
I would think so.
Yeah. But he got busted. But he's not an honest broker.
But I don't know about putting a Democrat on the PSC.
Why not? Why not have one?
I don't know who this woman is.
I don't either.
Well, then skip the race.
No, I'm voting against that crook.
All right, so that's one Kerry Powell for Jack Campbell, one Chip Baker for Baron Coleman. Public Service Commission, place number 1, Jeremy Oden, the Republican. Kara McClure.
Not voting for Jeremy Oden either. He's another one. He only comes to work when they have meetings.
That's true.
That's a $98,000 a year job, and he and Chip Baker are never here except on the days of the meeting.
That is
And I'm
correct.
Sick of that. That's another Jan Cook kind of deal. Jan Crook.
So you go vote for the Democrat on
that? No, I'm not. I'm not voting in that race. I'm not giving Jeremy Oden my vote. He's a slug.
I'm going to vote for him.
Well, you go right
my
ahead.
My kind of slug.
Hope you feel good about it.
State Auditor Miranda Joseph versus Jim Ziegler. A Democrat is Miranda Joseph. Jim Ziegler is the Republican.
I'm trying to choose between the devil and the deep blue sea on that one.
Yeah.
I don't care. He's a blowhard. Ziegler's a blowhard. Look at our Republican candidates. They suck so far.
Yeah, this is.
I mean, this is a horrible choice. These guys suck.
I am going to vote for Jim Ziegler.
I probably will, but
just because the Miranda Joseph person has run like three times, I've not been impressed with her. Not been impressed with. So I'm going to do a good job on that. State Treasurer is not contested. Secretary of State John...
Wait a minute. Yeah, John McMillan is going to be...
Yeah, he's not contested.
I know, but let's vote for him anyway.
No, I'm going to vote for
him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, great guy. John Merrill versus Heather Milam, Secretary of State. I don't know Heather Milam. John Merrill has been the best Secretary of State the state of Alabama has ever had, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's really good. Now he's full of it.
Yeah, that's part of it, though.
Total glad hander.
Yeah.
But he has been very effective.
A lot of these Court of Appeals places are not contested. In fact, not a single Court of Appeal is contested. And only two of the Supreme Court races are contested. One is Jay Mitchell versus Donna Wesson Smalley. Unfortunately, I think the judicial philosophy between the two is probably the same. You remember Jay Mitchell say he's going to block liberal challenges?
Yeah.
Even if the liberal is legally correct? But it's liberal, so he's going to block
it. Yeah, that dumb basketball ad.
Yeah, it was a terrible ad. But I hear he's a nice guy. I don't know who Donna Wesson Smalley is. I may skip that race. I was not pleased with his block liberal challenges. But I don't know who Donna Wesson Smalley is. I'll confess. I
think she's a lower court judge.
I don't look at all these races.
Maybe I'm wrong.
And then Bob Vance versus Tom Parker. This is a Goliath matchup. This is one that the Republicans really need to win. Not because it's going to matter, because Tom Parker gets outvoted by the Supreme Court like 8-1 every time anyway. But it's important as you go down the list of duties that a Supreme Court Chief Justice does, assigning cases, managing basically the court system for the entire state.
They kind of control the agenda down there. They work with
the
clerk.
I don't know that I want liberal Bob Vance controlling the agenda down there. He's a big old lib.
Well, my criticism of Tom Parker, I'm kind of like former Justice Tom Woodall, is not necessarily his philosophy, although I think he's a little outspoken on issues when he shouldn't be, but he gets behind in his cases. He doesn't keep up with the docket.
And as the Chief Justice, he won't have to, because he can assign those cases away to other people.
Well, but, yeah.
True.
I know. I know a lot of Republicans that don't like Tom Parker, though.
I know, but...
You know.
Bob Vance is a big old lib.
I'm not voting for Bob Vance.
He's like a Doug Jones. He acts like he's a conservative, but he's a big old judicial activist liberal.
I know, and, you know...
So I'm going to vote for Tom Parker. I like Tom Parker anyway, personally. I think he's just an incredibly
I like him personally a lot. I just wish he'd be... catch up on his cases, so that's not an issue.
When we get back, we'll go to the big races, Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor. Some of these might surprise you, and then we'll get into the amendments, which is what more people have asked me about than anything else over the weekend. Ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam. What about these amendments?
Yeah, they're going to want to know.
We're going to go through them. We're going to detail.
If anybody asks me, I'm like, I don't know. I traditionally vote no on amendments.
Yeah, but... maybe this isn't the year to do that.
Well, we'll hear your argument.
We'll be back. Just can't wait till the day when you knock on my door. Now every time I go for the mailbox, I gotta hold myself down. 'Cause I just can't wait till you write me your comment.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues this election, but one is fundamental: the right to life. Every abortion stops the beating heart of a living unborn baby. In Alabama, we value every unborn child and want to protect them from a brutal death. Amendment 2 affirms that Alabamans recognize and support rights for unborn children. Alabama's greatest resource isn't our beaches, not our industries, it's our children. If you want to protect our state's greatest resource, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you want to restore respect for babies, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you don't want your tax dollars to pay for abortion on demand, vote yes on Amendment 2. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line. Please vote yes on statewide Amendment 2. Paid for by Alabama Citizens for Life at alforlife.org.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues. But that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service on Bell Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. I got F. Jackson Campbell in the studio.
Don't come around here. No.
How you doing?
Doing well, senor.
Somebody made a mess on my face.
That does not surprise me. A lot of time between noon Friday and 9 a.m. Monday. A lot of people sit there.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Who's here?
The weekend has... Jay's show has Terry's show, and in the morning, and then after you leave, there's Dan Morris's that's there, and then anyone Greg has.
Well, whoever sits here, clean up behind yourself. So I'm damn tired of it.
You are salty today.
Well, I'm tired of it.
You are salty.
Look at this mess.
I see the mess.
I'm squirting and cleaning and damn
it. I see it.
Pisses me off.
All right. Our number, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. All right. Let's get to some of these bigger races, Jack Campbell. Let's get to some of these bigger races. Because the Attorney General race is one that I've had strong opinions about. The Attorney General for the state of Alabama presently is a guy named Steve Marshall. He was originally a Democrat who was appointed by Governor Don Siegelman to be the District Attorney of Marshall County. Then he flipped to be a Republican to conveniently stay elected at that point a District Attorney. And then Governor Robert Bentley had him appointed him to be the Attorney General after Luther Strange took the position to go to the United States Senate. Since becoming Attorney General, he's done nothing of note. And he has taken nearly $750,000 in illegal campaign contributions. That everyone who looks at this, I believe, with an honest opinion, will come to the conclusion the campaign contributions are illegal. If they're not illegal, they're just shady as hell. They're pack-to-pack transfer dark money contributions. And $750,000. We're not talking like $500. $750,000 that could come from anywhere. Hell, it could have come from Obama for America as a thank you for the Obama sticker that Steve Marshall had on his truck.
No one's seen a picture.
I don't care. He was an Obama fan. He admitted he voted for him.
Yeah.
Disqualifying to me. On the other side of the race, that's the Republican, believe it or not. This is the worst choice we've ever had. On the other side is Democrat Joe Siegelman, who's a nice guy. We interviewed him. Probably the best-looking man to ever run for office in Alabama at any position. His father was Governor Don Siegelman. And Joe Siegelman's a young guy. And he seems to have some decent ideas. I'm not sure at 30 you're quite ready to run the office, but I think Troy King did it at 32 or 33, so it can be done. I don't know that I'm going to vote in this contest. I think I'm going to skip this one. I don't think I'm going to vote for the Democrat Joe Siegelman, but I cannot bring myself to vote for Steve Marshall. He's just not an honest person. He's a dishonest individual, and I can't vote for him. But I don't want to necessarily vote for Joe Siegelman. I'm not wowed by Joe Siegelman, and I'm not wowed by having a Democrat there trying to defend Alabama's laws.
Are you done with your?
I am. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to butt in. Joe Siegelman came on this show. Steve Marshall did not ask to come on here. And believe me, y'all, a lot of times we don't call people and say, come on our show, please.
Right.
People know that we have a show, and if they want to come on and they're a candidate, a party-nominated candidate, we will probably have them on. We had Joe Siegelman, but not Marshall. I just thought there wasn't anything to Joe Siegelman, and I'm sorry, because I wanted him to come on, and I liked him. But all he could say is, this job is about people, not politics. Well, I want to know, are you going to beef up the white-collar crime unit? Are you going to beef up the consumer protection part? What's your platform? But have a platform to say people above politics just doesn't cut it. And I thought he was good-looking and nice and polite and very, very shallow. Marshall, I agree with Barron. Marshall accepted money from the Republican Attorney General's Association from Washington. And after that, he didn't give it back when he was called on the carpet about it. Troy King tried to make an issue. Joseph Siegelman has tried to make an issue. The problem for Marshall is, he wouldn't give the money back. He spent it, and then he couldn't give it back. Luther Strange was in a similar situation. He got money from Republican Attorney General's Association. He refunded it.
And he only got 50 grand.
Yeah, but he gave it back.
Right.
This guy took $750,000 in his campaign. I think that's just wrong. And from an honest broker standpoint, I think Joe Siegelman wins that.
Joe Siegelman is probably a more honest human being. There's no doubt about it.
But,
But again, if he would have told me that these are my
philosophy. This is my philosophy. These are my values. This is what I want to do as Attorney General. These are the things I want to defend about the state of Alabama. These are the things I want to prosecute. These are where my focuses lie. But he didn't.
He didn't.
And we gave him like an hour, didn't we?
Yeah, he was on here for at least 45 minutes.
And we kept pushing him, and somebody obviously told him to stay broad and vague, which is fine. I mean, I get that.
Not as broad and vague as they told Walt Maddox to stay, but well, anyway, I'm having a tough time. I can't tell you right now who I'm going to vote for.
Well, I think I'm going to skip that race.
Okay.
I'm not going to vote for Steve Marshall, but Joe Siegelman did not win me over.
Yeah.
Being tall, good-looking, and vague is not enough.
I agree.
But let me tell you. I'm glad everybody in America, all the men in America, don't look like Joe Siegelman. Because the rest of us fives out there wouldn't be able to compete. There'd be no women for old Barron.
And he's a really nice guy.
He is.
And,
he's funny. I mean, he's smart. Yeah. You know, but that's not public servant, you know. I don't know what his philosophy is. He had a chance.
Anyway, that's my take on that race, is that I'm undecided. If I make up my mind between now and the voting booth, I'll let y'all know.
Let's see here. For Lieutenant Governor, Will Boyd, he's a Democrat preacher from the Shoals area. Will Ainsworth is the Republican nominee. We've had him on. We've talked about him enough. You guys know who Will Ainsworth is. I'm going to vote Will Ainsworth. I'm not going to hesitate. He's a friend. I like him. And I think he's got a very, very bright future. And I have no qualms with supporting Will Ainsworth.
I am in agreement with you. He's a friend of the program, a personal friend of Barron's and mine. He was not my first choice for lieutenant governor, but I think he's a good nominee. He's got plenty of personal money. He can laugh at himself, which to me in politics is very important. And I think he's very qualified, and I'm going to vote for Will Ainsworth for lieutenant governor.
I don't know Will Boyd. He didn't spend any money advertising. He didn't contact us about coming on the program. I think he just qualified. He just wants to be able to tell people he ran for office, and that's fine. That's fine. The governor's race, this is the big one everybody's talking about. Walt Maddox versus Kay Ivey. Walt Maddox did not win me over the course of the campaign. He did nothing except kind of reinforce the fact that he's a pretty liberal guy. I mean, he's a Democrat mayor from a Democrat city that has...
It's not a Democrat city.
It sure is a Democrat city.
Well, they voted for him in the primary because he's their mayor.
Yeah, it's a Democrat city. I don't know about the whole county, but the city is Democrat. It's a high-crime city. It's a high-tax city. I'm not sure that's the best course of action for the state of Alabama. I think Walt Maddox is going to be the next executive director of AEA, and I wish him well. I think he'll be perfectly suited for that. He's got executive experience. He has worked for AEA in the past. He seems like a decent enough human being. He's just he's too liberal for my taste, and I don't want him to be the governor of the state of Alabama. Kay Ivey, on the other hand, has done a decent job. She's not the most visible governor we've ever had, and some people knock her for that. She may become more visible after the campaign and she doesn't have to run again. But, you know, not being visible, being visible is not in the job description. The constitutional section on governor does not say that they have to keep a high-profile, fast-paced agenda. All they have to do is make appointments and occasionally sign things into law. That's it. Those are the constitutional requirements of the governor. And she's done a decent job doing that, and I think she'll continue to do a decent job. There's been no hint of scandal out of her office that I can tell. And I think she'll win handsomely and do a good job.
So you're voting for Kay Ivey?
Absolutely. With no apologies.
I've struggled with that because I am not a Democrat by any stretch. But if I feel compelled, I will vote Democrat. I don't think Walt Maddox is right for Alabama. I think what we don't know way far outweighs what we do know about him. I think he's not found his niche as an issue. You know, he put his little toe in the water to whether or not to talk about Kay's health. I think Kay's health is an issue. And I heard over the weekend someone who was an executive, or is an executive, who one of their board of directors wanted to have some people from out of state to meet with the governor who had made an investment in Alabama. and that she was almost incoherent at the meeting. She said over and over again, yeah, we brought all these jobs. That's all she could say. It was like that was what was on her script, and she stuck to it. I think in a lot of ways they're just propping her up. But I just philosophically don't think I can vote for Walt Maddox. And he was on this show for, wouldn't give us more than 20 minutes, and really sounded so scripted and rehearsed that I was not comfortable with that. I'm going to vote for KIV, but I'm not real thrilled about it.
The congressional races, Tabitha Eisner, Martha Roby, in the past, I've given Martha Roby a hard time for being inaccessible and a little too cozy and friendly with leadership in the House. And I have been inclined to vote against Martha Roby in the past. I will say this. This is not the year to screw around with voting against Republicans in the general election. This is just not the year. There are some real seats around the country that are very competitive, and this control of the United States House of Representatives could come down to one or two seats. And I'll be very upset if Martha Roby is not in Washington, D.C., and some cuckoo brain like Tabitha Eisner's up there, because she's nuts. And she'll go up there with the mind to impeach Trump and derail and investigate and everything else. So if you've had differences with Martha Roby in the past, please lay them aside. Go in there and don't skip the race. Go vote for Martha Roby. Go vote for Martha Roby. Hold your nose if you have to. Do it for Donald Trump. Do it for the Republic. We need Republican representation up there.
I don't disagree with what you've said. I'm a personal friend of Martha and her family. I think that it's no secret I was for Bobby Bright during the primary. I put his sin of voting for Nancy Pelosi behind the sin of Martha Roby trashing Trump. But Barron is exactly right. We're talking about a razor-thin... I think, we'll talk about it later, I think Republicans will keep the House because you got to pick your battles with the candidates you support. Just because they take you off on one issue does not mean you abandon them, and this is not the time to vote for someone in Alabama who's going to be anti-Donald Trump like that jackass Doug Jones.
Yeah.
And he's gone in 2 years, thankfully. I don't care who runs against him. They're going to beat him.
Absolutely.
But we need to keep Martha up there. She is on appropriations. She is effective, and she does make me mad. But listen, we cannot afford not to send Donald Trump some help.
Same thing with Mike Rogers and Mallory Hagan. I'm sure Ms. Hagan's a nice person. She's very, very attractive. She makes a great commercial, great appearances and all that. She's left, though. She's a wacko bird leftist. I mean, there's no doubt about it. She's not a conservative at all, and she will vote to impeach Trump, and she will vote to obstruct his agenda, and she'll vote to get higher taxes and more federal government interference in your life, and she'll do everything she can to try to make sure Donald Trump is a failure. And we don't need that up there. So if you don't like Mike Rogers, you think he's a little too absentee for East Montgomery, get over yourself. Go vote for Mike Rogers. Send him up there. We need the help. We'll do the amendments when we get back, Jack.
Yeah, I agree.
And all these local races, I don't, you know, when in doubt, I would vote Republican.
Well, remember, if you vote Republican, I mean vote Democrat, you're going to have people like Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
You're going to have that Jerry Nadler guy, all as committee chairs, and they are all committed to impeaching Donald Trump. So we've got to retain the House.
We'll be back.
You've got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, I'm Dr. Lisa Keith, candidate for Montgomery Board of Education, District 1. When I exposed the grade-changing scandal 4 years ago, I decided to run for the Board of Education. It didn't take me long to realize that my crusade to improve the quality of education was unwelcomed by the establishment. Because I have challenged the status quo and demanded results for our children, I was often outvoted 6-1 by the entrenched incumbents. What I have fought against are nepotism, friends and family, massive discipline problems, excessive teacher absences, and grossly low proficiency scores. We must demand transparency, accountability, and the truth from the top down. I'm Lisa Keith, and on Tuesday, I need your vote to change the direction of public education in Montgomery County. As parents, you deserve it, and as taxpayers, you should demand it.
Paid for by supporters of Dr. Lisa Keith. Box 640518, Montgomery, 36117. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a significant storm system on the way that will affect much of the South, and especially in the overnight hours tonight here in Alabama. Showers and thunderstorms moving in tonight, mostly after midnight. Some of the storms possibly severe in the overnight hours and into Tuesday morning. The overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, the risk of showers and storms mainly in the morning hours, then clearing later, high 79 on election day. Low Tuesday night around 56. Then a good bit of sunshine Wednesday. Chance of an isolated shower somewhere in the area Wednesday or Wednesday night with a high in the mid-70s. Our weather app keeps you on top of this approaching storm system. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, which is going to be really handy in the overnight hours. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Kick up, Jack.
When's the last time you heard Outlaws on the radio?
I don't know.
Go ahead, I'll wait.
It's not one I would have remembered, okay?
Well, you should have. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Just going to go over the amendments this segment. I do want to remind everybody this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the home of award-winning pizza, pasta specials that you're just going to adore, appetizers, desserts, sandwiches, salads, and the pasta special each week. Lunch special, $9 lunch specials. I think they have an $8 lunch special up at the Prattville location. Amigos, get by when you get the opportunity. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, one of their two locations. We'll tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the hour, but they are generous sponsors of our number 42 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you
today.
I have
a great story.
Oh,
it's not long.
Now's a great time to tell it.
Well, my sister-in-law, who technically is not my sister-in-law anymore because my brother died and she remarried, but I always consider her my sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. We're very close. She married a guy who was or is on the board of trustees of Clemson in South Carolina. He's board emeritus now because he's over 70, but they still got all the stuff. Well, she sat in the Clemson president's box at the game this weekend. The Clemson versus Louisville.
Clemson scored like 239 points.
70s. She was in the box with Governor Henry McMaster of South Carolina, Nikki Haley and her family, and Senator Lindsey Graham.
Whoa, what a
isn't that cool?
Great
and
mix
she
of
said, if I'd known this earlier, I would have invited you to come up to the game. I found out like Friday. So anyway, I haven't talked to her since, but I'm really jealous. That would have been a lot of fun. I heard Lindsey Graham early this morning on Fox and Friends. He was so funny. He said he was traveling around with Pence, and they said, "But why would you be going to North Dakota and Montana to help, you know, turn out people?" He said, "Well, the vice president invited me to go, and I don't have my own plane, so that's where I'm going." I really like that guy.
I've come to like him.
I've always liked him. He has a great sense of humor.
He's going to have to win me over for multiple years. He's only winning me over for multiple weeks right now.
Well,
if he gives me multiple years of this Lindsey, bad Lindsey and good Lindsey, bad Lindsey can go to bed and be done. And we'll bury bad Lindsey and we can just have good Lindsey. But I don't know if it's the death of McCain, if it's the midterm elections, the way Kavanaugh was treated.
That's what he says it was. I mean, this morning he's like, "Listen, I voted for Kagan and Sotomayor, and these guys who are I consider my friends and colleagues in the Senate turned on Kavanaugh, and it was unfair and it was horrible, and I hope they all get beat," is what he said.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Statewide Amendment Number 1, this is what they're calling the Ten Commandments Amendment. I'll read you what the ballot says. Providing for certain religious rights and liberties, authorizing the display of the Ten Commandments on state property and property owned or administered. You are kidding me. There's a typo in the ballot.
No. What do you expect?
Administrated is not a word. It's administered. You don't conversate. You don't administrate. You administer and you converse.
I'm with you. Keep going.
I can't, Jack.
Are you voting for the amendment?
Well, not anymore. Administrated. Is that a word? I'm
going
to look. It's not a word.
Administered.
Administered. They say administrated on the ballot.
Administrative, but not administrated. That's ridiculous.
Well, they've sneaked it into the dictionary. Looky here. It says less common term for administer. How about so uncommon it doesn't actually exist?
It's a made-up word.
It's a totally made-up word.
You won't find that in Webster's. Maybe in some modern-ass
this dictionary. This is garbage. But anyway, let's just pretend it says administered so I can get through it.
So?
Providing for certain rights and liberties, authorizing the display of the Ten Commandments on state property and property owned or administered by a public school or public body, and prohibiting the expenditure of public funds in defense of the constitutionality of this amendment. Now, what it doesn't say on the ballot that is in the actual amendment itself, it must be displayed in a historical context alongside other historical themes, also known as the law of the federal government. So they're not. You're not changing anything with this stupid amendment. This is election year posturing. I'm not going to vote no because I don't want to tell people they can't. But they can already. And this law does not. This changes the law. Nothing. Nothing about this amendment changes the law. This is religious posturing from Republicans who are bankrupt of ideas, who don't know how to restructure our state's tax system to be fair and attract investment into the state of Alabama, who don't know how to substantially fund things like the district attorney's office and the state troopers and our roads and bridges. Infrastructure is a total loss on these people. And so what they do is, when they don't know anything, in order to make you think they're out there working hard, let's go out there and pull the Jesus card. This is blasphemy, in my opinion. This is using the Lord's name in vain. You guys think the word GD is using the Lord's name in vain? That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about this. This is using the Lord's name in vain, Amendment 1. You're using God to get a political agenda passed that changes nothing. I'll either vote no or I'll skip it. I'm not voting yes on Amendment 1. This is BS. It's garbage.
I'm not voting. I'm going to vote no.
Proposed statewide amendment number 2. So either vote no or skip amendment number 1, in my opinion, or Jack's opinion. Statewide amendment number 2. This one's important. Perk your ears up. It's the most important measure on the entire ballot because everything else is basically uncontested. Proposing an amendment to the Constitution as amended to declare and otherwise affirm that it is the basic policy of this state to recognize and support the sanctity of unborn life and the rights of unborn children. Most importantly, the right to life in all manners and measures appropriate and lawful, and to provide that the Constitution of this state does not protect the right to abortion or require the funding of abortion. There has been a lot of out-of-state money pouring into the state of Alabama to lie to you about what Amendment 2 does and doesn't do. The majority of the out-of-state money came from Planned Parenthood and its affiliates around the country. There are a lot of good Republicans that I've seen who are genuinely confused on this issue. But Amendment number 2 is an absolute 100% yes from me. 100% yes. It does nothing at all to endanger the lives of women. All it does is potentially save the lives of children. There will always be exceptions in the abortion law. Always be exceptions in the abortion law for the cases of where the mother's life is in jeopardy or there are medical emergencies. There will always be exceptions. The federal government will always have those exceptions. They exist now. They're not going away because of Amendment 2, and they will always be there. Planned Parenthood is lying to you when they tell you this is endangering the lives of women. It is not. I can assure you it is not. So I am a 100% yes on Amendment number 2.
I'm not voting on that amendment one way or the other. I think... Just like Amendment number 1, it's, you know...
It doesn't change anything presently. The difference between Amendment 1 and Amendment 2 in my mind is Amendment 2 could potentially put the issue of abortion before the United States Supreme Court in a good posture to reverse Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And if we can get that done, then we'll have sane abortion policy in this country for the first time in 40 years, 45 years.
Well,
Amendment number 1 will not put anything in front of the Supreme Court because all it does is mirror Supreme Court precedent. It doesn't change anything.
I know.
And so it's a total waste. At least Amendment number 2 could potentially change the public policy of the country.
I am not pro-choice by any stretch, but I'm so tired of abortion being an issue in Alabama.
Yeah, I know.
I mean...
Well, but it's legal, and until it's illegal, it's going to be an issue.
I understand, and... I'm not telling people to vote no or not vote. I'm just right. I'm going to have to think about that one overnight, you know.
So on Amendment number 1, the Ten Commandments Amendment, Jack is a no. I am a no vote. On Amendment number 2, the Pro-Life Amendment, I am a yes. Jack is undecided. Is that fair?
That's correct.
That's fair. Riley Manning, we'll go to over 3 and 4 in just a moment. Riley Manning Painting, 799-1284. That's how you get in touch with a guy who has dominated the painting industry for 50 years in the state of Alabama. He's done an absolutely marvelous and remarkable job, and I cannot recommend the guy highly enough to you. Please, 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 if you ever wanted to get anything painted, you call Riley Manning. You get his expert opinion. He's going to take care of you. 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyBanningPainting.com. He's got the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. He's got those trained professional painters, not day laborers. And, of course, he has that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
a toothbrush deal.
All right, guys, hang on. I want to get through these last two amendments before before we take your phone calls. So hopefully we can get through them here in the next 3 minutes that we have left in the top of the hour. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you every day. Amendment number three relates to the University of Alabama's Board of Trustees. All it does is removes the state superintendent from the Board of Trustees and deletes the requirement that the annual meeting, it deletes the requirement that they vacate office when they turn 70. That the Board of Trustees, I don't care. I'm not voting on this amendment. Let people who care about the University of Alabama Board of Trustees vote about it. I didn't even know how it was structured to begin with. It's gotten along just fine without my input, and I'm not going to give input to it at this point. I don't care. Your thoughts. Are you voting on this one?
I'll probably vote yes, because I don't think the state superintendent of education should or should not be on the board.
Okay. well, fair enough.
And I don't care how old the people are on the board.
Proposed statewide amendment number four. This is an important one. Two, I think, is the most important. Three, I don't care about. One, I don't really care about. But two and four, I do. The even number ones, I care about. This says if a vacancy occurs in the Alabama House or Senate after October 1 of the third year of the quadrennium, the seat would remain vacant until the successor is elected the next regularly scheduled election. Well, here's the problem. If it's October 2 and you have qualifying 6 weeks, that's mid-November, and then you have a 6-week primary, that's January 1, and then you have a 6-week runoff, that's February 15, and then you have a 6-week general election, that's April 1, what they're saying is the term will basically be over by April 1 anyway. I think there's a better way to handle this on special elections, and I wish the state would do all special elections this way. Jungle primary, no runoffs, top two go to the ballot, take qualifying from 6 weeks down to 3 weeks. So you have 3 weeks to qualify and 6 weeks to go, and if nobody get, and then you can even have a supermajority deal.
You have a runoff of the top two?
Well, that's the deal. If nobody gets 40%, I think you run it off. But I think we need to end the runoffs at 49%. That's ridiculous. It's just gotten ridiculous. But I think there's a better way to handle this, but this isn't a terrible way to handle it. And I'm probably inclined to vote yes, believe it or not. I'm probably inclined to vote yes.
I don't really care.
So
I'll probably vote yes.
Two and four, I'm a yes. One and three, I'm skipping. But Jack is undecided on two, voting no on one. Voting yes on three, and voting yes on four.
Yeah.
I'll post all that on my Facebook page this afternoon. My selections on all those races and more. We'll be back.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours. Picking me a bouquet.